This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever it is you want to discuss. And that toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into any one of those and then join us here. And we'll talk to you on the radio about whatever you want to discuss, although we always bring things in worthy of discussion as well. And coming up here tonight, we're going to talk about rent. Apparently rents are going up, and Vincent, you've got the story. By the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Vincent.
Jay Noon joining us. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Good to have you back on here on Free Talk Live. You were swinging into Keene tonight and said, hey, it's an open seat. Just so happens that Mark is out of town this beginning of this week, so here you are.
Worked out good.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. In fact, you have a thing or two to say about rent, given that you are a new landlord, so we're going to get into all that on the way here. Plus, I think the three of us are all big fans of cryptocurrency, and it has been an interesting couple of weeks in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, with the price basically being a little bit more than 50% of what it was 2 weeks ago. It's been a huge price drop.
Yeah, I'm glad I spent some a couple months ago.
Right? And it may be a good time to buy some more, although some are saying they think the price is going to fall even further. Now, of course, who knows what the future holds. I know Aria DeMezzo on Call to Freedom, which is the afternoon drive show on LRN.fm, the one that comes on before Free Talk Live on the Internet, she thinks it's going down to 500.
Yeah, I've been hearing her say that. And it's been challenging in my personal experience to buy cryptocurrency the past few months.
Really?
Well, to buy it for spot.
Oh,
it's been challenging.
Course. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really.
I was going to say, you can go to a vending machine and pay 8% over and, you know, get it all day long.
I was actually looking at a vending machine 5 days ago, I think. And the price was like 42 or 43 was
at the machine. Or at the spot price.
It was 5,500 at the machine. And then there was another machine that I looked at, and it was actually just a little bit more. I just kind of walked by them, and both machines are in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a reoccurring, I have a bill I pay every month with Bitcoin. So I make it a point to buy that amount of Bitcoin plus some from somebody, or if I get paid in it. And that's another thing I've noticed is, like, last year, 80% of the work I did basically from October right through till June, literally right up until my wedding, about 80% of my earnings was all in cryptocurrency, all the services I do for folks here, like welding, you know, landscaping, plowing, and just, you know, I teach a couple classes on blacksmithing and stuff, and, like, nobody wants to pay me Bitcoin. Actually, today, one guy paid me Bitcoin for plowing his driveway this morning.
You mean people who have Bitcoin, who could pay Bitcoin, don't want to pay with Bitcoin?
No, none of them want to pay. The first Bitcoin I got for a service, the first crypto I got for a service was in 3 months was today.
Okay, wait. So what you're saying is your normal customers who normally wouldn't pay with Bitcoin don't pay with Bitcoin. I'm just trying to clarify what you're saying.
So a year ago, everybody was paying me in cryptocurrency.
My question. Yeah. You're saying people who have paid you in crypto in the past.
Nobody wants to.
People who had paid you in the past, who've been capable of paying you, who in theory could still pay you today in crypto, are saying, no, they want to pay with cash.
Right. They want to pay with cash, or they want to pay me with, like, PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the driveways I plow and, like, lawn mowing that I do for people, I just send them an email invoice with a cryptocurrency, address,
mm-hmm.
receive address, and they're like, oh, can I give you cash somewhere, or can I send you a PayPal or whatever thing? And, you know, my response
have you
is,
asked them why? Have you said?
Oh, yes. I'm friends with all of them, and they're like, oh, it's going to cost me like 10 or 15% to buy it at a machine.
Really?
I don't want to spend it. And I'm like, come on, dude. And like one guy I do a lot of work for, like $2,000-$3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a business in Manchester, and he hasn't paid me any crypto since June, and it's all been cash, and he claims someone's paying him, which is probably true. But I'm like, come on, we got to exercise it to keep it moving. I mean, if right. everybody just holds it, you know, it's not going to do much, and we just need to, you know. So it's hard for me because anytime I can buy something in crypto, I do.
Right,
I recently went on a trip to the Caribbean.
I will pay extra if it means I have to pay.
Yeah,
crypto.
Me too. And so the guy today is like, oh. It was like $50, I think. And he's like, oh, this was like $150, you know, just a few months ago. And I said, yeah, I know. I go, listen, I'm not forcing anybody to pay me in crypto. And he's like, no, I want it to be good. I want it to work. And he's like, I don't want to support the war dollar.
Yep.
So he's good. He just, you know, he paid me in it. And I just thought that was pretty awesome. Because, you know, it's just, I went on my honeymoon to a bunch of Caribbean islands. We did a cruise, and everyone that would listen to me, I talked to them about Bitcoin. I talked to them about cryptocurrency. I gave them my business card. I said, hey, I'm tipping you in cryptocurrency. All you got to do is email me. Here's my email. Send me your Bitcoin receive address.
I gave out a crypto tip today at a taco stand out in Brattleboro.
And I've been home for a week. One guy emailed me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, so I sent him a tip.
Out of how many? So one guy out of two dozen, three dozen.
Oh, I passed out 100 business 100. Cards.
Okay.
But like,
that's a 1%.
But one guy out of maybe 15 people that I would tip, because we went on these excursions, like on this particular excursion was in St. Kitts. And it was a rainforest thing where they pick you up in like a Jeep.
Hmm.
Then you go ride around in a Jeep up in the rainforest of St. Kitts. And I asked the guy if he knew who Roger Ver was.
Right, because he lives there.
Right. And
part of the year.
And Joby Weeks. And he knew
these
both
are big
of those
Bitcoiners.
Things.
Yeah, big name Bitcoiners.
And, well, St. Kitts is a small island.
Right.
You, everybody knows everybody. And,
right, right. What is it, like 20,000 people or something like that across both St. Kitts and Nevis?
I don't
it's
remember.
It's not a lot. There's not a lot of people. Maybe 30,000 or something like that. It's not a lot of people.
But it's... I mean, if I could, I guess I'll plug the guy. Greg's, Greg's Rainforest Adventures. I got to look it up so I get it correct. But anyways, he was really cool, and he told me in his email that he has his web designer working on putting a Bitcoin Pay on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know everybody around here. I go, if you have any problems, I'm sure you could just go knock on Roger Veer's or Joby's door if they're around, and they'd be happy to help you or point you to the right guy,
sure.
Or tell you who the local is to help you out. And he's an older fella, and he just does a little, you know, rainforest tours.
Yeah, sure.
But we had and everybody, like, knew, heard of it. Very few people had wallets. In fact, the Airbnb I stayed in Puerto Rico, that guy had a Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah.
He had some Bitcoin and some Ethereum, and he will actually, he would love the people just email him if anybody wants to go to Puerto Rico and accept cryptocurrency if they want to stay at his place. And it's a nice little place, a 3-minute walk.
The problem with Airbnb, though, is they only take credit card through Airbnb. So you'd have to get to know him somehow outside of Airbnb.
And that's what I'm saying.
Because
I told him, I said, hey, listen, I'm going to tell my friends about this, and I'm going to give them your email. And if anybody wants to go to Puerto Rico, they should hit me up, and I'll, you know, they want to stay at a nice place.
Well, I had an Airbnb out in Portsmouth I'd never done it before, but I did it for the first time in Portsmouth when they had the crypto conference out there, the New Hampshire Blockchain Conference, last month, I guess it was. And introduced, of course, you know, I talked to the owner of the Airbnb about cryptocurrency. Like, that was the reason we were in town, perfect excuse to talk about it. And she hadn't, she obviously heard of Bitcoin, but she hadn't gotten any yet. So we tipped her at the end of the weekend. So we paid our bill on Airbnb with credit card, which is how you have to. But then we set her up with a wallet and gave her tips in cryptocurrency. So now if I need to go out there again, now that I've made the contact, I can get in touch with her directly.
Right, and that's what I talked to this guy about, is paying directly him in cryptocurrency, so you're not paying all the taxes, and,
right.
And then Airbnb isn't taken. And he was
right, because
like,
Airbnb is enforcing taxes.
Yes.
So,
yeah, they play ball with the governments everywhere.
Right. So they are collecting it's not so bad for the owner of the house because they don't have to pay individually. They don't have to, like, send a form into
right.
the local government. Airbnb takes care of that for them. So it could be more burdensome, and it may actually be more burdensome in some jurisdictions. But I know that in most places, Airbnb just submits whatever the tax payments. And speaking of tax payments, Vincent, you and I had the same story here tonight about Ohio. Apparently, the government of Ohio, now I don't know if it's the whole state or Maybe it is the whole state. Anyway, the state of Ohio apparently accepting cryptocurrency.
Well, it's letting people pay with cryptocurrency.
Accepting Bitcoin.
We'll see.
We'll find out more about that coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us as well, whether it's crypto-related or whatever's on your mind. It goes here on Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about cryptocurrency and the apparently news that Ohio, according to a few different sources, is now the first state to accept Bitcoin. Could this possibly be for real. We will share that with you. It's Ian, Jay, and Vincent in the studio here tonight. And by the way, if you operate a business that is of a retail sort of business, you know, if you actually have a storefront, you get a cash register, you get employees, and maybe you don't have employees, maybe you're just doing it all yourself. But either way, if you're doing a real-life business and you want to accept cryptocurrency at your shop, then just go to anypay.global and you can get signed up there. And when I say sign up, I mean you create a username and you create a password. There's no approval process. There's no paperwork. There's no application. There's no fee. There's none of that. In fact, there's no fee for merchants to accept cryptocurrency through anypay.global. So go there, sign up, create that account, and then put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses, your destination, where you want all the crypto to go to, your wallet. You put those addresses in the back end over at anypay.global. Load the app on your point-of-sale device, and that's it. You're done. You're accepting Bitcoin, BTC. You're accepting Zen, Dash, a few others as well. Go to anypay.global to get started there. Again, it's free for merchants. Anypay.global. As we jump into the news here, we're just sort of opened up by just talking about the general state of things, and that is the prices of basically every cryptocurrency are down big time in just the last couple of weeks. If you look at the last month, it's been a total bloodbath with like 40%, I think. Last time I looked, I think it was about 40% of the price of a Bitcoin has dropped off essentially in the last month. So
other commodities are down too.
I heard that.
Crypto, so like
I heard tech stocks also went down.
Well, I don't even pay attention to that, but like oil's down. So like $50, huh. You know, a couple months ago it was, you know, north of 80. And then my stepfather, who's I just did Thanksgiving with him, and he was just talking about how corn and soybean and, you know, all these commodities these guys farm are low also, and they've all dropped off. And he thinks it's due to a strengthening dollar, and he feels that it's, you know, he likes a weak dollar because he's a crop farmer, and it makes his crops worth more. But he goes, oh yeah, he goes, the dollar's just pushing everything down. But I noticed.
I wonder how that can happen. Like how can the dollar strengthen? I mean, it seems like they're constantly printing it. So I mean,
it's the strongest of all the fiats because it's backed up by a military that's going to bomb you back to the Stone Age if you don't use it.
True.
But I really, really think that's going to change with all these big, you know, countries, you know, China, India, Russia,
BRICS,
Iran, all de-dollarizing. Which I support.
What's BRICS?
Oh, it was the acronym for a group of countries a few years ago who tried to were talking about creating a competitor to the U.S. It stood for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and I forget what the S stood for.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
Maybe Singapore.
Was it India? Was the I
in
there? Okay. So here's a story from CCN, which I believe stands for Cryptocurrency News. Headline, will Ohio's acceptance of Bitcoin for tax payments increase legitimacy of crypto? This is what people have been saying for a long time. So we just need to get the government to take cryptocurrency. That way, people will know it's real money. Because when the government says something's true, that means it's true.
And the government knows a lot about real money.
4 years ago when I was in Colorado, the big problem was that, it was 4 years ago, I had a conversation with a guy who was a state representative. I forget his name, but he was at some marijuana legalization thing we went to. And I'm like, you know, these guys, you know, these guys with the pot shops are going to pay their state taxes with, you know, $150,000
in cash.
In the trunk of their car. And no, like, armored car company will touch it. No bank will touch it. And I was basically saying, well, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin's, you know, what I said at the time, Bitcoin would solve that.
Sure
and I
would.
Gave the guy, he never heard of Bitcoin, I gave him a whole education on it. And he actually started showing up at the Denver Bitcoin Center occasionally. Yeah, he was I don't know if he was a state representative or like a county dude, but he had something to do with, he was on one of these, he was a pro-marijuana guy anyway.
Was he on like a board of one of the vendors or one of the pot shops or something?
No, I don't think he had anything. He just basically liked that it was being decriminalized and actually legal, and he was kind of anti-war. I believe he was a Democrat.
Because I went down to Massachusetts in Northampton a week ago, actually,
right.
Tonight. And apparently the lines, by the way, are still 3-hour wait to get into this place. Will Coley just went down there yesterday and waited 3 hours to get into this place. The marijuana shops, for those that don't know, just opened up on last Tuesday in Massachusetts. There's only two of them right now, but more are going to be opening up. And we went down there. You almost went with us, Vincent, but you ended up having to go to some kind of class.
No, I had a meeting.
It was we got there at 7 in the morning, and around 7:10, the line was probably 200 people strong at that point. They didn't open the doors until 8, and we finally got in there at about 10. So it took, after they opened the doors, it took about 2 hours, but we got there early. If we had gotten there an hour later, it would have taken 3 or 4 hours to get into the place. And, you know, it's interesting. I'd actually asked them if they're taking Bitcoin, and she said no. But, you know, that's one of those things where if enough people ask, maybe they'll start doing it. I wonder how many marijuana shops, whether they be medical or recreational, I wonder how many are accepting cryptocurrency.
I don't know of any right now, but I definitely did push it pretty good to a lot of folks that were in that industry.
It seems like a no-brainer. I mean, it's an easier way for people to do business without having to ask anybody's permission. And as you know, banks are not interested in helping these places. That may change after some legislation is passed to kind of protect that particular industry. I know that's something that's been floated out there, but I don't know where it is as far as when it's going to pass. But now here's your news from CCN.com. Businesses in the state of Ohio are now permitted to settle tax payments using Bitcoin. State Treasurer Josh Mandel, who initially proposed the integration of Bitcoin to the state to facilitate the growth of the local cryptocurrency industry, stated that he views the dominant cryptocurrency as a legitimate form of currency. He said, quote, "I do see Bitcoin as a legitimate form of currency." Further, they say here at CCN, throughout the entirety of its existence since 2009, critics against Bitcoin have said the cryptocurrency lacks intrinsic value, even if no asset, stock, currency, or commodity also has inherent value. Value is subjective and is always dependent on the market, and the value of the U.S. dollar could change based on the state of the global economy, and it does. And it also changes based on the fact that the government prints out the U.S. dollar. So the more they print, the less valuable it
will
be.
Well, no, not the government prints it. The Federal Reserve prints it.
At the behest of the government.
Well, I mean, you know, they say it's like it's independent in theory.
Yes, but aren't they board members appointed by the president?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're appointed. Once they're appointed, they could, like, do whatever. Historically, they've just done whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed the Federal Reserve and the banksters, as I like to call them, are essentially the puppeteers for this so-called government that we're experiencing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, you know, suggestive evidence out there to point to that. Who is actually, you know, in charge? That's another question. But some would say that you don't get to be president of the United States unless you've bowed down to these people.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, wars are still happening. It looks like, you know, Trump's still alive and well. So
Trump, the peace president.
He hasn't, yeah, right. Yeah, he hasn't done anything, you know, too aggressive to the Federal Reserve. I believe that's the reason JFK was assassinated.
He's not draining that swamp, that's for sure. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, again, the story here is saying that Ohio is going to start actually accepting cryptocurrency. We'll see what exactly that means. Is it only businesses for now who can pay taxes in Bitcoin? What about, you know, I don't know, does Ohio have an income tax? What about their other taxes? We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News. The White House was asked about the use of tear gas against migrants trying to enter the United States illegally from Mexico. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders insists that law enforcement officials have used appropriate non-lethal force when necessary, and the White House regrets the fact that some children may have been affected by the tear gas.
The White House would never want children to be in harm's way in any capacity whatsoever. However, that is why we are continuing to encourage people to follow the law and go to ports of entry.
President Trump is threatening to cancel any upcoming meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the recent clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president's waiting for a full report on the incident in which Russia seized several Ukrainian ships in the Black Sea. And your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday, the Dow was up 108 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here if you want to join us on the radio. Ohio apparently accepting cryptocurrency as payment of at least one tax. So this isn't going to be an across-the-board thing, at least according to what I'm reading over here at Forbes. I actually found a better piece because Wall Street Journal locks people out of their stories. They obviously don't want people to actually read their content. And Cryptocurrency News ended up just editorializing after the first paragraph where they said that Ohio was going to accept crypto. They didn't actually give any details. This one from Forbes, we'll get into to it here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. You know, everyone loves a choo-choo train, but they've outlived their usefulness, buoyed by our nostalgia and propelled by tax dollars. In his new work, Romance of the Rails, Why the Passenger Trains We Love Are Not the Transportation We Need, historian Randall O'Toole covers the illustrious history of the locomotive and unwinds our fond memories from fantasy. Published by the Cato Institute, Romance of the Rails is the perfect gift for those that love trains. Get Romance of the Rails by Randall O'Toole at Amazon and all major bookstores. As we continue here, let's go to Robert calling us from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay, and Vincent.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Rob.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, Robert.
I wanted to ask Jay if he would just if he would kindly just go over a little bit about his idea of about a loyal title, please.
A loyal alloidal title. What is it?
So alloidal title is supposed to be the highest title to land. So my idea of it, I exercise this in Palmer, Massachusetts, actually on two pieces of property. We're on my father's farm and on a house I owned in Bonneville. If anybody wants to Google J. Noon, Palmer, Mass, you'll see videos with Ian and Peter and a bunch of guys and myself.
Back when we were occupying your front yard when they were going to steal your house from you.
Yeah, back when they arrested you for videotaping in town hall.
Oh, yeah, good times.
Yeah. And,
I won that case, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that was great. In fact, somebody had given my brother a hard time about that.
Thanks to the ACLU of Massachusetts, I should say.
Yeah, about that deal, actually, a couple months ago.
Wait, somebody was giving your brother a hard time about what happened in town hall with your house getting stolen?
With you getting arrested in town hall
and
costing the taxpayers $5,000 to make you go away?
I think it was more than that. I feel like it was more than 5,000.
I don't remember, but the guy said 5,000. He said and Ray Tenzar was the guy who was talking to
this
my brother.
About,
that was a cop that arrested
right.
you. And my brother was like, he was whining. He didn't use the word whining. He said the other word, but whining about, you know.
Tenzar was whining, he means?
Yes.
Okay.
To my little brother about, you know. He must have got some slack about it, you know.
Tenzar, yeah, he screwed up.
Yeah, I know.
I tried to tell him, too, in the video. You can hear me telling him right before he shuts the camera off that he shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
Because it's illegal.
So anyways, back to your question there, Rob. So alloidal title is this, and I'm going to call it a theory or an idea because I haven't seen it work yet. That you actually own the property. So I've been digging into this tremendously for years now.
Yeah, you do a lot of research on this stuff.
And I literally burnt myself out on it, actually, and had to take a couple years off from this. But the idea of alloidal title, the element I was missing, I believe, is the fact that you can't get alloidal title to the property until the lien's off it. And I had mentioned this before, that I had found a lien that was put on actually four different pieces of property that I did title research on in the same town, Palmer, Mass. There was liens put on his property in 1939 by one was by a lawyer, Joseph Fury Esquire. If anybody goes to Hampden County Registry of Deeds and just searches that name, you'll see in 1939 that he owned all the land in a village of Thorndike, which is a village of Palmer, for 2 days. The village of Bonneville was a Bonneville Realty Company that owned all the land for 2 days. And there was no wet ink signatures on these deeds that granted from the landowner to the realty company or to this lawyer.
No signatures.
No signatures. I brought this up to the, I believe the guy's name is either Jim Ash or Donald Ash. One of them's a sheriff of Hampden County.
You don't need to know all that detail.
So anyways, there's a lien on all the property that was put on a property that they're making it in 1939. I haven't done the research in New Hampshire yet. But it makes it tremendously difficult to figure out how to pay off that lien. I believe it's a Federal Reserve lien because there's an Erie versus Tompkin Railroad case in 1939.
So hold on, before you go on. So a lien is no. I'm not an attorney. Okay, I'm not a real estate expert or anything like that. I've bought and sold a couple houses in my life, but I'm not an expert at it.
Mm-hmm.
A lien, as I understand it, is essentially evidence of a debt.
Correct.
That you can attach to a piece of property. And say, oh, well, Jay, you did a bunch of work for me, and you skipped out. I did a bunch of work for you. You skipped out. You didn't pay me the money
right.
that you owe me. And so, therefore, I'm placing this lien on your property that says that you owe me this money, and you have to satisfy this before you can then sell the property.
Right. And mechanics do it all the time on cars. You know, if you get a bank, the bank puts a lien on the property, and they're first in line to get paid if the property gets sold. But what happened?
But
so
that property you're talking about, the properties had liens put on them in the 30s, but they were sold since then. So how is
correct.
It they're being sold with liens on them?
Because the paperwork for the lien, but we couldn't find the lien. So like I later found some liens that were actual bank liens, and it said the name of the bank, mm-hmm. and it had the bank president or VP or whatever signed it or whatever. And then it referenced another book and page number. It's a book of a lien book, a mortgage book. So it had the mortgage, and then it had the lien in it. Well, this was like a dead-end thing. There was no book and page reference, and I'm going through.
So there was papers. Like some sort of evidence saying there was a lien or is a lien, but you couldn't find the actual legal.
Correct.
Lien.
I couldn't find the actual lien. I set up meetings with Mr. Ash of the Registry of Deeds, and he wasn't there. And I was basically asked by, you know, sheriff deputies that, you know, to leave the building. I had, you know, some people with me.
And what do you think this means? Like, what is
what I think it means is that in 1932, the United States Corporation filed bankruptcy because they had all this debt owed to the Federal Reserve Bank. And the only thing that was left to lien was the actual property in incorporated counties. So I believe that there was a lien put on all these properties. And I have heard some, and I will refer to this as, you know, freedom man folklore talk, that you can actually pay these liens off. And they're generally like 5 to 10 times of what the annual taxes is on the property, and you could pay these liens off. But the towns are like collection agencies for these liens, and what the towns do is they put all these other, you know, school tax, and all school tax really is a very small part of that school tax is actually goes to education. What that goes to is to make sure that all these politicians and government parasites, you know, people who work for the government have these cushy retirement programs. You know, these retirement funds are guaranteed to return like 8%, and they never do. And what happens is the taxpayers, you know,
they keep shoring it up.
Guns are pointed at property owners. That's
right.
That's why I'm going to digress a little bit here. That's why I believe that this Republican versus Democrat thing is being pushed so hard by media and everybody right now, because the true divide I think is going to happen in this country is going to be between people like that own land that have to pay this crazy property tax versus those who are receiving the benefit of those paying the tax. And that's all the public parasites that are getting these golden parachute retirement funds.
These government bureaucrats.
Government bureaucrats, yes. I mean, in Ware, New Hampshire, if you're a police officer, you work two years of your highest income. You get 75% of that if you work for 25 years. So that's why all these cops go do all these crazy details and stuff and tons of overtime. So they make like $200,000.
So it's sort of like in like Atlas Shrugged, there's three types of people, producers versus the looters and parasites.
Yeah. So, and the producers, the ones that are producing for the pensions of the government employees are the taxpayers right now.
Tax slaves, cattle, tax cattle.
Yeah, tax cattle, yes.
Okay, so basically the allodial title is an actual title to the land, not a certificate of title, not warranty deed or something like that. And basically it's essentially, you know, Robert, to shorten up the answer, to go back to what you pointed out earlier, is you couldn't find any proof that you could actually get one of these.
No, and it's very complex to try to obtain that.
Robert, thank you for the call tonight. I sure hope somebody can figure it out, but if there is a way to do it, they certainly don't want you to know what it is.
No.
And the fact is they just generally don't follow their own rules anyway, so even if you can point to the rules, they'll just ignore it. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, anywhere. any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Whether you want to talk about cryptocurrency or esoteric, obtuse, nebulous legal theories like the idea of the allodial title, the idea that you could somehow, from this coercive state, extract the right to ownership of your land. Because we don't own land. It's just being rented from the government.
Yeah, basically.
So to somehow convert that situation into a situation in which you do not owe property taxes because you are not a serf living on the king's land, basically. And
right. And I really believe the what we need to do is figure out how to pay off these liens that we're putting on all the properties in 1939. And like I said, I've done research, and guys in Colorado, guys in Michigan, guys in New York, guys down in Virginia, they researched all the deeds, and they found this same dead end, 1939.
Now, you found it in Massachusetts.
Hampden County Registry of Deeds.
Have you looked in New Hampshire yet?
I have looked in New Hampshire
yet. I'm curious to see if what you find is consistent.
And I really need to be motivated to go do that, but I've been super
Well, you're busy. You just bought a house. You're in the initial home buyer repair phase where you find all the things that are wrong with the place, and there's always going to be something, and you try to fix the most glaring issues, right?
My buddy Silver Dave's actually making a film about repairing this house.
Wow.
Because it's a really cool house. It's a geodesic dome.
Those are so cool. You ever seen one of these, Vincent? Go look up geodesic dome online. It is, it's a dome. Right? Like, it's not not a pointy roof.
Yep. YouTube, Silver Dave Productions, Inspiration of the Domes is a trailer about it.
Oh, cool.
So we had to rebuild literally one-third of this wooden structure, which is, 16 to 30 foot off the ground. It's all triangles. It's very tricky.
You can't crawl up on the top of this thing easily, right? This is tricky.
No, I mean, I was wearing safety harnesses, and got a bucket truck and a man lift and ladders and staging, and like everything is super complex. Just to do like one section, which only actually fixing the actual roof and fixing the building is easy. It takes a day to build all the staging, and then you got to move all the staging, and that's what took off.
That's the hard part.
All the staging and all the safety equipment, and setting up the harnesses, and having things just you know, so you don't get hurt.
Right.
Is the biggest deal about it.
Yeah, the geodesic dome, for those who don't know, I did a little bit of research into it when I was looking at, you know, when I was looking at moving up here, and some people mentioned that, and is basically it is very, very energy efficient, as I understand it. It also helps withstand very high winds and lots of, you know, high amounts of snow and that kind of thing, and it's supposed to be really, really good for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're super strong structures. If this was a regular box, like Salt Box or Ranch or Cape Cod type house, I'm convinced it would have fell in, you know, maybe a couple of years ago. You know, one section, one third of it was so rotted, it was so compromised.
So you've been busy with that. But if you do get more information on this allodial tidal research, I'm sure you're going to share it with us.
Oh, absolutely.
Let our audience know. So back to the story here from Forbes. This is that the Ohio government is apparently launching a website, OhioCrypto.com. Ohio will become the first state in the nation to accept tax payments using cryptocurrency. Ohio Treasurer Josh Mandel says, quote, "We are proud to make Ohio the first state in the nation to accept tax payments via crypto. We're doing this to provide Ohioans more options and ease in paying their taxes, and also to project Ohio's leadership in embracing blockchain technology." Going on with the story here, under the new payment system, not all taxpayers can make payment in crypto. It's limited to businesses operating in Ohio. So individuals, homeowners, you're not going to be paying in crypto at this point. However, offering the service to individual taxpayers is on the agenda, but Mandela hasn't indicated any specific time frame for that expansion. Here's how it works. If you operate a business in the state of Ohio and you have a tax bill, you can register online at OhioCrypto.com to pay your taxes. You can make payments on any of 23 eligible business-related taxes, and there is no transaction limit. The Treasurer's Office isn't holding, mining, or investing in cryptocurrency for payments or processing. All cryptocurrency payments are processed by a third-party cryptocurrency payment processor, BitPay. And I know BitPay's been working on getting a government on board with this. And BitPay, of course, was the world's first merchant services provider. They're the competitor to AnyPay. We talked about AnyPay.global earlier tonight. BitPay was there doing it first, like way back in 2013. And they did a great job. I mean, I got to hand it to BitPay as far as the system they came up with. But they never added something besides Bitcoin, and that's what AnyPay came along and did, and they added Dash, and then they added Zcash, and they added Zen, and I think they got a couple more that they're working on. But AnyPay was the first to really kind of break out of that just Bitcoin zone that these guys were in. Anyway, so now they got their first government on board, and the payments are immediately converted into dollars before being deposited into a state account. So
we're not accepting crypto. We're letting people pay in crypto, and it gets transferred to dollars. So
they are technically accepting crypto, but they're instantly converting it to dollars.
So does if they were accepting crypto, then wouldn't the state have its own Bitcoin wallet?
They have a wallet on file with BitPay. And the way BitPay works is you set up BitPay, and then you can instruct BitPay. So one of the only things that AnyPay doesn't do is they don't do settlement to banks. So they didn't want to get into that just because there's all these regulations about trying to get out of cryptocurrency and get into dollars. That's a regulated activity generally. And so if you're doing it from an exchange perspective, they tend to believe that that activity is regulated, I guess I should say. And so they jump through all these maybe unnecessary hoops, but either way they do it. And so basically you've got a wallet with BitPay. They accept crypto into that wallet, and then there's an instruction that you give BitPay. Do you want to cash out 0%? Do you want to cash out 10%? Do you want to cash out 100%? You can set a little slider that determines.
That's a nice option.
It is. Which portion of the crypto that's coming in stays as crypto, and which portion gets instantly converted into an ACH transfer right into your bank account. So what they're saying here is the state of Ohio has that set to 100% going to cash, which means that BitPay is basically keeping the crypto and then giving them the cash for it. They're probably selling the crypto or something like that on the other end.
FSP Incorporated does the same thing.
That's the Free State Project?
Yeah, the Free State Project, when you pay them in any crypto, it turns right to they convert it right to cash.
See, now that's a mistake in my mind.
And I don't think it counts as accepting crypto because it's just, you know, it's even though, yeah, for like half a second they have crypto, it just gets turned to dollars.
Well, they're not keeping it. It counts as accepting it because from the customer's perspective, you're paying with crypto.
Yes.
So you're paying a tax bill with cryptocurrency. That means they're accepting it. What doesn't count, in my opinion, is when you have those cards, like the crypto credit card looking things. Have you ever seen one of those where they actually have BitPay's got one, actually. I've got one here in my wallet. But they actually have a debit card that is cryptocurrency fueled. So you load it with crypto, but it doesn't actually have a balance with crypto. So the moment at which I send crypto to this card,
yes,
it then converts to U.S. dollars at that moment. So it's really just a dollar-based debit card. So when I go and I scan this at, you know, any payment point, I'm paying in dollars. That company's not accepting cryptocurrency. It's just essentially a workaround to allow somebody who has crypto to spend, I'm putting quote air quotes around that, to spend their crypto, but that's not real. Whereas if you are actually, you know, going and paying a tax bill, you're paying from your Bitcoin wallet. You're paying Bitcoin. Whether the business decides to keep it or not is irrelevant. So there's, for instance, there's one business here in Keene. Most of them, so we live in an area where you can pay cryptocurrency for a lot of stuff in town. So there's a dentist, there's a car repair shop, there's several food places. Anyway, one of the food places, and I won't say which one, he has actually cashed out some of his crypto. And most of them are holding it because it's not a big chunk of their, you know, their revenue. But this one guy, he needs the money. He's, you know, pretty tight as far as how much he's bringing in every month. And so he feels like he needs that cash. And so he has actually cashed that out. He doesn't do it instantly, but he does it later. So whether it's instant or later, you know, obviously we want people to stay into crypto, but it has to be attractive for them. They have to see the value in staying in it. And I suspect that the Free State Project, had they stayed into crypto, would have done much, much better instead of cashing it out.
I'll back up on that a little bit. So I only know this to be true as of Liberty Forum last year, because that's what I had asked the folks who were doing it. Because if you paid in Dash last year, you got a 15 or 20% off your Liberty Forum ticket. And I believe it was a similar thing with Porkfest. Anyways, the payment program that they were using put it right into fiat, because I said to him, I go, how come you guys aren't using AnyPay for this? Because they were trying to process transactions through Dash, and they weren't showing up, they weren't getting received, and people had done like two or three transactions, and then they had to send them back, but the money had already been converted to fiat, so it was a little bit of a problem.
Sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Is this, you know, news about Ohio accepting cryptocurrency going to legitimize crypto? Because some people were saying this is what we've all been waiting for. Well, the price hasn't gone up. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.